We are dealing on today's daf with the theme of the Mishnah. The Mishnah began by saying that any sacrifice slaughtered for the wrong sacrifice, in other words, the animal was consecrated as a chatas, and when they brought it to the temple, it was slaughtered as an ola. Then it becomes disqualified if it's chatas or pesach. But if it's some other karban, let's say an ola slaughtered as shlamim, then you could keep on going with the service. That was the theme of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara gets to the source for this. Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Minalan debayinan zvicha lishma. How do we know that the slaughtering has to be for the sake of the holiness of this animal? Maybe you could just slaughter without it, slaughter for the wrong animal, wrong type of holiness. Answers the Gemara, it's a pasuk. Damakra, the pasuk says, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Perek Gimel, Im zevach shlamim karban noim manah bakar hu makriv im zacharim nekevatam im yakrivenu lifnei Hashem. It says, "V'im zevach shlamim karbanu," and if literally a slaughtered peace offering is his sacrifice, that's telling you shetehei zvicha, that the zevach, the slaughtering, should be l'shem shlamim, for the sake of this animal, for the sake of shlamim. So the Gemara says, "Who says that's what it means?" V'dil ma'ayinu shmayim. Maybe that's just the name of that sacrifice. The name of that sacrifice is Zevach Shlamim. How do you know that it means that the Zvicha, the slaughtering, should be for the sake of the Shlamim? So that's not the name, says the Gemara. Because midichtiva makriv es dama shlamim. Then it goes on to say, the one who brings the blood of the Shlamim. And it says, hazorek es dama shlamim, the one who throws the blood of the Shlamim. The looks of Zevach Shlamim. It doesn't say the one who throws Zevach dama shlamim, the one who's makriv Zevach HaShlamim. You see that the name is not Zevach Shlamim, the name is Shlamim. So why did it say Zevach Shlamim? Zevach Shlamim is to say the Zvicha has to be for the Shlamim. Only Hachaksiv Zevach. Only here it mentions Zevach. Shmamina Shatei Zvicha L'Shem Shlamim. So that teaches you that the act of slaughtering has to be for the Shlamim. When we began learning Masechet Zvachim, I mentioned that whenever a sacrifice is brought, there are four primary acts of service with the blood of the sacrifice. There is the slaughtering of the animal, which makes the blood start to flow out. There is the catching of the blood in a basin that is sacred, in a holy basin. There is the walking of the blood over to the altar. And then there's the throwing of the blood onto the altar. And that creates the atonement through the blood. And there are other acts of service. There is the burning of the insides of the animal, what's called hakravas ha'imurin, the offering of the insides. But in terms of the dam, the blood, ritzui damim, creating the atonement through the blood, all you need is four acts of service. And the truth is, one of them is not always necessary. Holacha, walking the blood to the altar, doesn't always happen, because if you happen to slaughter the animal right next to the altar, you don't need to walk the blood anywhere. You catch the blood and throw it right onto the altar. For example, on Pesach, Erev Pesach, it's so many animals being slaughtered. In theory, maybe some of the animals are slaughtered right next to the altar and they don't even need to be walked over to the altar. So now the Gemara is going to say, you've proven from the words Zevach Shlamim, that the Zvicha, the slaughtering, has to be for the animal, for the sacred Shlamim, for the holiness of Shlamim. How do you know that the other acts, the catching of the blood, the throwing of the blood on the altar, the walking of the blood to the altar, have to be done with the declared intent for this particular sacrifice? For a shlamim, for a chatas, for an ola, whatever the sacrifice is. That's what the Gemara now asks. Ashkechan zvicha. So we have found a source for slaughtering. Shar avodos minalan. How do we know that the other acts of service that are done with the blood, namely the kabbalah, the holacha, and the zvika, have to be done l'shem hakarban, l'shem hakdusha shel hakarban, for the sake of the holiness of this sacrifice? V'chitem aleilef mizvicha. Now, if you're going to say, let's just derive it from slaughtering, what we call a mamatzinu. Here, slaughtering is a service. Slaughtering has to be done for the sake of this holiness. So, catching the blood is a service. Walking the blood is a service. Throwing the blood is a service. They also should have to be done for the sake of the shlamim, for the sake of the chatat, for the sake of the ola, for the sake of the asham, for the sake of the bechor, for the sake of the meiser behema, for the sake of the, you know, for whatever the service, whatever the holiness is. So no, you can't do that, because I'll tell you like this. Maybe slaughtering, even though it's a service, is stricter. And therefore in slaughtering, it has to be done l'shem, for the sake of this holiness. But the other acts of service, which are not as strict as slaughtering, don't have to be done for the sake of the holiness of this sacrifice. Why would we say slaughtering is stricter? Malas vicha. I'll tell you why slaughtering is stricter. Shekein nifsalas, shelo l'shem ochlin bepesach. If someone's bringing a korban Pesach, and it's slaughtered for the sake of people who can't eat it, let's say someone is very elderly, or he's very ill, so he can't eat the meat, and the Kohen, when he slaughtered it on behalf of that ill person or that elderly person. Even if that ill or elderly person actually owns the animal, this Karban Pesach is now disqualified. There's a special pasuk about this. The Torah says, Ish lefi achlo tachosu al haseh. Each man according to his eating, you shall push in on the sheep. So it's saying, you know, you can push into the sheep people who can eat, but people who can't eat can't be part of the sheep. So if there was a slaughtering for the sake of somebody who can't eat, he was one of the people that the Kohen was talking about when he slaughtered the Pesach is disqualified. Now, if the Kohen slaughtered it for those members of the household who could eat it, but then the Kohen threw the blood for members of the household who can't eat, it would not be a disqualified Pesach. It's a special law only in the Shechita. So you see that the Shechita has a stringency that the other acts of service don't have. So maybe it has another stringency. Shechita has to be l'shem ha-korban, for the sake of this sacrifice, and the other acts of service maybe do not need to be for the sake of the sacrifice. So therefore we need a Pasuk. One second. Ela amar kra. Okay, so that's where we have a Pasuk, that the other acts of service also have to be L'shema korban, for the sake of the korban. And the source is the following. The verse says, again, about the shlamim, Hamakrivis dama shlamim, ve'esachelev b'bnei Aaron, lo tiyeh shokayamin lemana, which means, one who brings close the blood of the shlamim, or the fat from the children of Aaron, he gets to eat a part of the animal. The right thigh is his portion. So it says, Hamakrivis dama shlamim, the one who brings the blood of the shlamim. Now, bringing would mean walking it over, but it doesn't mean walking it over, because there's another verse which says, Vihi krivo, and they will bring it. So here, Hamakriv actually means the catching of the blood. So again, it says, now that we know, since it says v'ikrivo, they'll walk it over. Therefore, hamakriv means the one who catches the blood. So then what does it say? Hamakriv is dama shlamim, the one who catches the blood of the shlamim. So why again focus the blood of the shlamim? Could have just said, the one who catches the blood or the one who catches the shlamim. Why say both? The blood of the shlamim. It's to say like zevach shlamim, so too is dama shlamim. Just like we said, zevach shlamim means the slaughtering has to be for shlamim. By saying he will catch the blood of shlamim, it's telling you should take kabbalah l'shem shlamim. The catching has to be done with the declared intent. I'm catching a shlamim. I'm catching blood of shlamim. That's the source that the catching has to be for the sake of shlamim. So now the Gemara asks, v'licht of rachmana b'kabbalah. So just have this verse, that the catching of the blood has to be done for the sake of this sacredness, for the sake of shlamim. And I'll say, if Kabbalah is a service, and it has to be done for the sake of the holiness of the animal, slaughtering is a service, slaughtering also should have to be done for the sake of the animal, for the sake of the shlamim. I can learn shchita from Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, no, shendika lemifrach. I could have told you a question. I could say that no, maybe only Kabbalah gets the catching of the blood and not Shechita. Because I'll say like this, Mala Kabbalah is stricter than Shechita. Catching the blood is stricter than the act of slaughter. Where do we see that it's stricter? Shekem psula bazar v'isha. A woman cannot catch the blood. A non-Kohen is not allowed to catch the blood. but a woman or a non-Kohen is allowed to do the act of slaughter. So I'll tell you, if the Torah says that the catching of the blood has to be done for the sake of this particular holiness, I'll say, yeah, because catching of the blood has lots of stringencies. Only a Kohen can do it. A woman who's the daughter of a Kohen, she can't do it. So I'll say, since it has stringencies, it also has to be done for the sake of this holiness. But slaughtering, which is such a leniency, even a non-Kohen can do the slaughtering. A woman can do the slaughtering. So I'll say that slaughtering also doesn't have to be done for the sake of this holiness. That's why you need to have a verse. Zevach shlamim, that the zvicha, the slaughtering, has to be for the sake of shlamim. And I have to have a second verse. Dam shlamim, that the catching of the blood has to be done for the sake of the shlamim. So one second. Ashkechan shchita. So we have a source for slaughtering. Zevach shlamim. V'kabbalah, we have a source for the catching of the blood, namely hamakrives damashlamin. You can't learn catching the blood from slaughtering, because slaughtering has a stringency in regards to Pesach. You can't learn slaughtering from catching of the blood, because catching of the blood has stringencies in regards to a woman, in regards to a going. So now, what about the next act of service? Actually, it's two acts of service, but it's the final, the throwing of the blood on the altar. Zrika minalan. How do we know that the throwing of the blood has to be done for the sake of this animal's sacredness? V'chitem aleilof mehani. If you're going to say, we just derived it from the other two. If the Torah said in regards to slaughtering, in regards to catching the blood, that it has to be done for the sake of this holiness, and those are acts of service, so too, the throwing of the blood, which is an act of service, has to be done for the sake of this holiness. But no, there's a difference. Malahani, I could say like this, these have a strictness to them, they have a severity. Shekein to Unos Tzafon, they have to be done in the northern part of the Azara. Throwing the blood is not necessarily in the northern part of the Azara. Sometimes you walk around the altar. These are done to the north of the altar. In addition, v'yeshem b'chatos apnimios, slaughtering and catching the blood applies to more sacrifices than throwing the blood on the altar. Because let's say the offering of Yom Kippur, or the offering of the what we learned about in Horayos, when the nation does a sin, the blood ends up on the parochet in the Kodesh. It doesn't go to the altar. It doesn't go to the outer altar. So not all blood gets thrown on the outer altar. So throwing blood on the outer altar is not as strong as slaughtering, because all animals get slaughtered. It's not as strong as catching the blood. All animals have the blood caught. So,
but not all blood is good.
Not all blood ends up on the altar, because some blood, let's say the bull of Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol, ends up on the parochet.
But they still sprinkle, right? They still do it.
They sprinkle blood, but it's not zrika al hamizbeach. It's zrika al parochet, right? It's achas lamala, v'shev lamata, but it's not on the altar.
And the only zrika that matters is on the altar. Is that what you're saying?
But we're saying here, I could tell you that here's a. I could say that shchita is more strict than zrika, because I could say zrika samizbeach is not on all karbanos. Shchita is on all karbanos. That's why shchita will have the law that it has to be done for the sake of this holiness. But the zrika on the mizbeach maybe doesn't have to be done for the sake of this holiness. And that's why I need a pasuk. Ela amar kras. So therefore, I have a pasuk. Again, the Torah says, in regards to the shlamim, it says again, v'hazorek es dam ha-shlamim. V'ikri menu echad mikol karban chumal ha-shem ha-kohen, hazorek es dam ha-shlamim, lo yihyeh. So it says, Hazorek is dam ha-shlamim, the one who throws the blood of the shlamim. Why again say Hazorek is dam ha-shlamim? Could have just said, Hazorek mimenu. That's what the beginning of the pasuk was. Vehikuv mimenu, will bring from it. It could have said, Hazorek mimenu, who throws from it. So why did it say, Hazorek is dam ha-shlamim? Again, Shetei zrika l'shem shlamim. That the zrika, the throwing of the blood, has to be for the sake of the shlamim. The licht of Rahman of the Zrika. So now let the Torah just say Zrika. We'll say if Zrika, which is so lenient, it doesn't even apply to all karbanos, has to be for the sake of the karban. So certainly Shchita, which applies to all karbanos, would have to be for the sake of the karban. Why do I need a pasuk by Shchita? Zevach Shlamim. And another pasuk by Kabbalah. Dam Shlamim. Licht of Rahman of the Zrika. Let it just say it in regards to throwing Vulelech Mina. We'll learn from it. So again, Mishadikal Nefach. Again, I could ask a question. I could say, Mal Zrika, the throwing of the blood on the altar. Shekein Chayav Aleh Zar Misa. If a non-Kohen throws the blood on the altar, he gets put to death. Whereas if a non-Kohen catches the blood or walks the blood over, he doesn't get put to death. He disqualifies the Karban, but he doesn't get put to death. So there is a stringency to Zrika. That Zrika can cause a non-Kohen to die. So I would say there, since there's a stringency it can cause a non-Kohen to die, there's also a law that has to be done for the holiness of this carbon. But the other acts of service that don't have such a stringency, maybe they don't have to be done for the holiness of the carbon. That's why I need a pasuk for the other acts too. I needed Zevach Shlam, I need Dam Shlam. So 1 second, Ashkechan Kulu. So you found sources for slaughtering, Zevach Shlamim. You found a source for catching the blood, Hamakrivas Dam Shlamim. You found a source for throwing the blood, Hazorikas Dam Shlamim. So now, Holacha Minan. How do we know that walking the blood over to the altar also has to be done for the sake of the holiness of this sacrifice? If you're going to say we're going to learn it from the others, we'll say, if Hashem required that the acts of service, of slaughtering and catching the blood and throwing the blood, have to be done for the sake of this holiness, so the walking of the blood also is an act of service that has to be done for the sake of this holiness. I'll say, nope. Malakulu, I can tell you there's a difference. All these other acts, Shekein Avodah Sheyef Shelevatla, these are acts of service that you always need. You always need to slaughter. You always need to catch the blood. You always need to throw the blood. Tomer b'holacha, but walking the blood to the altar, you don't always need. Shef shelevatla, if you slaughtered the animal right next to the altar, you don't need to walk the blood over anywhere. So, again, so it's lighter. It's more lenient. So maybe it doesn't have the law that has to be done for this holiness. Ella, rather, Amar Kra, it's because there's yet another pasuk. The pasuk says, v'aker v'akraim yirchatz b'mayim, he should wash the insides. And then v'ikriv ha-kohen esakol, the kohen, this is about the ola, the kohen will bring all of it close. V'iktira mizbecha, and he'll throw it into the fires. Ola hu, it's an ola. Ishe riach nichoach l'Hashem, it becomes a fire consumed to give a nice smell to Hashem. The pasuk says, v'ikriv esakol mizbecha, he'll bring everything to the altar. My mind, we've learned. So halacha sevarim lakevish. The fact that it says vehikriv is a reference to bringing the pieces of the ola to the ram, to the ramp. But then we have another. So we see that word vehikriv actually means bringing close. Yeah, we have another pasuk. V'tanya, we looked in a brayso. The pasuk says v'shachar es ben abakar lifnei Hashem. They will slaughter the animal before Hashem. V'krivu bnei Aaron hakohanim es adam. And the children of Aaron, the Kohen, will bring close the blood. Now it says they will bring close. So we say they'll bring close doesn't actually mean they'll bring close, doesn't mean that they'll walk. It actually means zukabala sadam. It actually means they will catch the blood. Because it said, this verse, v'ikrivu, is written right after the slaughtering. So it's strange. The verse really refers in intent to the catching of the blood. But in language, the verse used vihikriva, which as we've just saw from bringing the limbs, actually means to walk over. So apik rachmana b'lashon holacha, the Torah uses a term of walking over for catching the blood. Remember to teach you, holacha lo tafka michlal kabbalah, that whatever laws you have in regards to catching the blood also apply to walking over the blood. So since the Torah uses the terminology of walking over in regards to catching the blood, it's to connect catching the blood with walking the blood. Since catching the blood, we've already learned, has to be for the sake of the carbon. That was the verse, Hamakrivis Dama Shlamim. It's a Dama Shlamim. That's why the walking over of the blood also has to be for the sake of the carbon. Okay, now we can have some questions.
All right. The first guest with the chole, with the sick man, that they're on his name, not qualified, but yes, tzarichli saref, it needs to be burned.
Yeah, it's disqualified carbon, yeah.
Anything that's not qualified.
It disqualifies the carbon Pesach.
Rabbi, all these four actions are being done by Kohen Gadol?
No, only the second, the last three. The slaughtering can be done even by a non-Kohen.
No, there is a woman shek too. That
she could shek also.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
So you're right. The reason why we haven't seen it is because there was an explorer who came to Bavel in the 9th century, whose name was Eldad Hadani, and he claimed that he had been to Ethiopia, and that in Ethiopia there was a very powerful Jewish community of expatriates from the 10 tribes that were behind the river Sambation, and he claimed that they were very righteous, and he claimed that they had books of halacha that we did not have, that we forgot, but they still remembered. And in their book of halacha, called Hilchot Eretz Yisrael, it said that a woman can't do shechita. So even though a lot of people question whether this is something we should rely on, Tosfot says in the beginning of Masechet Chulin that we do rely on it. And there, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beit Yosef, quotes it, that women don't do Shlita. So. But technically they could. The Gemara is very clear that they could.
And these Korbanot, a lot of them had to be eaten the same day, no, Rabbi?
Perhaps the Chatas has to be eaten the same day.
So all the guys are busy there, and, you know, shechting
and eating, okay, so yeah.
How do they have?
It's good for the heart. A lot of meat, a lot of roasted meat, it's good. Yeah, question, Yosef, what was the question?
The Korban Pesach was... Actually, everyone was taking the animal to the
temple.
To the Beit HaMikdash, right. Bringing it home afterwards to eat.
Yeah, that's right.
On one Mizbeach.
That's right. It was very busy. You only put the blood on the Mizbeach.
But just one Mizbeach to service the
entire nation, probably a million sheep or so.
But the Mizbeach was huge, right?
The Mizbeach was huge, like 10 stories tall. It was very big. Not 10 stories tall, like whatever. 3 stories tall is very tall.
The person who does the shechita doesn't have to have in mind the person who does the shechita doesn't have to have in mind the people that are you know, the what the korban is for, or the people.
Yes, he does.
But even if it's so a non kohen also.
A non kohen would have to have those intents.
So a non kohen still has to have.
That's right. David, a question.
The basic lesson that Mishnah means.
That's right.
Could it be that this pertains only to
Shlamit? It's a good question, but apparently not, right? They apparently assume that if it's true about Shlamit, it's true about all the sacrifices. That's right.
But there are only two altars, just the big one and then the one inside?
Correct.
That's it.
But the one inside normally did not get blood. It normally got Ketores. Only on Yom Kippur it gets some blood on it. But normally it only gets Ketores.
We've seen before that sometimes the blood's thrown and sometimes it's not. So sometimes it's thrown on the altar and sometimes it's thrown
on the parochet.
On the parochet. And that parochet is...
Between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodesh.
Okay.
We have also determined that all four steps require
the right intent.
Right intent.
Okay. All right, let's continue, guys. We are on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. So till now we've been talking about what's called Shinui Kodesh, the obligation to do the acts of service with the declared intent of this unique sacredness, this animal sacrifice status. What about doing it for the wrong owners? Ashkechan Shinui Kodesh. Till now we've learned that you can't change, you can't deviate in terms of the holiness of it. If it was an Ola, it has to be slaughtered as an Ola. It has to be, the blood has to be caught as an Ola. The blood has to be walked as an Ola. The blood should be thrown as an Ola. Shinui Balaminon. How do we know that it has to be done for the right owner? That the slaughterer and the catcher of the blood and the walker of the blood and the thrower of the blood can't be thinking about somebody who's not the owner. Amrav Pinchas Bredrav Ami Amarka, another pasuk. The pasuk says, Ubasar Zevach Todas Shlamav Yom Karbano Yeachel Yoniach Rimenu Ad Boker. It says, and the meat of the slaughtering of the Toda of his Shlamav. So that's a lot of words. It could have just said, Ubasar Toda. Why say, Basar Zevach Toda Shlamav? So I have to tell you, Shetei Zvichel Hashem Toda. If you have a Karban Toda, you have to have the slaughtering for the Toda. And now, we already know that. We learned from Zevach Shlamim. As we said, we derive from Shlamim everywhere else. So im eino inyan l'shinui kodesh, if we've already learned that you can't have the slaughtering for some wrong thing, the nafklam mehasam, we learned it from Zevach Shlamim. So tnei inyan l'shinui bailim, even though it's a language of this animal has to be slaughtered for this sacrifice, Zevach todas, okay, we don't need that. We already know that from Zevach Shlamim. So it must be to tell you that you can't slaughter it for the wrong owner. So Gemara says, 1 second. We'll get to that. We'll get to all those points. So the Gemara asks, "V'hai lahach yuda asa?" Is the point of this verse to tell you that you have to slaughter its oda for its owner? Hami boyle l'kidatani. We need it for a different verse. Ubasar zevach todas shlamav, and the meat of the slaughtered of the carbon of the toda of his shlamim. Abachanin om mishum ribelezer. Abachanin says name ribelezer. We learned in our Mishnah all carbonos sacrificed for the wrong purpose. Let's say an ola sacrificed as a shlamim. So the karban is not disqualified, but the owner does not fulfill his obligation. Abba Chanin said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, this verse is telling you, Balalam, it's telling you like this, that a toda sheshchatu l'shem shlamim, that if a toda was slaughtered as a shlamim, ksheira does fulfill the obligation of the owner. But a shlamim sheshchatu l'shem toda, but a shlamim that was slaughtered as a toda, psula doesn't fulfill the obligation of the owner. Ma hefresh bein zeh lezeh. What's the difference whether you intend the toda to be a shlamim or you intend the shlamim to be a toda? This pasuk, the pasuk says, zevach todas shlamav. It's telling you that toda kruya shlamim. Toda can also be called shlamim. However, it doesn't say that the shlamim are the todas. The shlamim is never called a toda. So that's the law. The law of why I need this verse of Zevach Toda Shlamav is not to tell me that the slaughtering has to be for the owner. It's to tell me that in regard to Toda, if Toda was slaughtered as Shlamim, it even works for the owner. So the Gemara says, you're not understanding. That's from the word Toda Shlamav. Anan, what we're learning from is Mizevach Kamin. It's from the word Zevach. One second, but that's also needed. Akatimi Boile. That's for the following. We're learning, how do we know that a chatas and an asham both are only eaten for one day? So the Gemara said, it's a braisa and Torah's Kohanim says, it's from Toda. So just like Toda is eaten the day it was slaughtered in that night, so too, a chatas and asham that are supposed to be for one day and that night. We need it for the following braisa. Chatas for asham inayin. How do we know that a chatas and an asham, they are eaten that day and that night? Tamalomar zevach, because it says in regards to Toda, which is that day and that night, an extra word zevach, it's to include other things. It's to include chatas and asham. So you see that we need zevach for something else. We need it to tell you that chatas and asham are eaten that day and that night, not to tell me that you have to slaughter an animal for the sake of its owner. Imkain, if it would only be for that purpose, nichtov kra, the pasuk should have said, uvasar toda shlamav zevach. The basar of the todas of the shlamav is a zevach. My zevach, why a zevach first? Therefore, shmamina tait is to teach me two things. It's to teach me that the slaughtering has to be for the owner, and to teach me that a chatas and an asham are also like a toda, that they're eaten that day and that night. Okay, ashkechan zvichas. And now you have a source that the slaughtering has to be done for the owner. The extra sentence. Shara avodos minalan. How do we know that other acts of service, the catching of the blood, the walking of the blood, the throwing of the blood on the altar, that they have to be done for the sake of the owner? V'chitei melelef mizvicha. If you're going to tell me, let's learn it out from slaughtering. If slaughtering has to be for the owner, everything else has to be for the owner. Maybe not. Ma'al zvicha shekein posel shelo l'shem ochel bepesach. Slaughtering has a stringency. If it was slaughtered for the wrong eaters on the Pesach, it destroys the Pesach. Whereas walking the blood for the wrong eaters or throwing the blood for the wrong eaters would not destroy the Pesach. So the answer is like this. Namra zvicha b'shinui kodesh. We went through a whole series of verses to teach me that you have to slaughter and walk the blood and catch the blood and throw the blood for the sake of the holiness of this animal, and you can't change from this holiness. The namra zvicha, one of the things mentioned was slaughtering. It also says slaughtering b'shinui bailim, to teach me a law that you have to do it for the sake of this owner. So maz zvicha amura b'shinui kodesh. Just like the slaughtering in regards to you can't deviate from the holiness. Lo chilak de bein zvicha l'shar avodos. You do not distinguish between slaughtering and the other acts of service. They each have their own verse. Therefore, afzvicha amura b'shinui bailim. So to the law about slaughtering, it has to be for this owner, not for another owner. Lo tachlik behen bein zvicha l'shar avodos. It's the law by slaughtering, but it's also by all the other things. It's also by catching the blood. It's also by walking the blood. And it's also by throwing the blood. Says the Gemara, one second, I can suggest a problem. There are four issues that would make deviating the sacredness more strict than deviating the ownership. Shinui Kodesh, number one, Shekein Psula Begufo. When you deviate the holiness, you've made a problem in the very item. Whereas when you deviate from the owner, it's not in the item itself. V'yeshno Ba'arba Avodos. The issue of deviating from the holiness, that applies to all four acts of service. Whereas in regards to changing from the owner, so far we've only seen that in regards to it's really only in regards to the throwing of the blood. That if you slaughter with the intent to throw the blood for the wrong owner, it becomes problematic. But if you slaughter for the wrong owner, that doesn't make it problematic. So another difference. Yeshnu la'achar misa. Let's say the owner of the carbon were to die, and then you were to slaughter it for the wrong carbon. He had consecrated it as an ola, and you slaughtered it as a shlamin. That's already a problem. Whereas in regards to ownership, if the owner is dead and you're not thinking about him, that you're going to throw the blood for him, of course you're not going to think about him. He's already dead. And v'yeshno b'tzibur kibiyachid. The issue of thinking about the wrong holiness applies to a karban tzibur, to a collective sacrifice, let's say a musaf, a karban musaf, just like it applies to an individual karban. Whereas to think of the wrong owner is not possible in a communal sacrifice, because every Jew is part of it. The whole nation owns it. So you can't think of a wrong owner, because they're all in it. So the truth is, afagav de tarti lav davka. Two of these differences are not really differences. Tarti mi adavka. But two of these differences are differences. What do you mean? What are the two differences that are really not? So we said that when you think the wrong consecration, you make a problem in the animal. But the same is true if you think that you're going to throw the blood for the wrong owner. Because why are you saying that when you're thinking about throwing the blood for the wrong owner, it's not a disqualification in the animal? Because it's just machshava ba'alma, it's just a thought. Well, shinu kodesh nami machshava ba'alma. If you're thinking that it's a shlamim when it's really an ola, it's also just a thought. Ella, so the point is, kevan da'achshava, once you have the wrong thought, thinking that it's an ola when it's really a shlamim, psala, you make a disqualification. Hachanami, if when you slaughter it, you're thinking that you're going to throw the blood for the wrong owner, that's also a disqualification. Came into Akshava, once you're thinking the wrong thoughts, you've disqualified the essence. Ula Rav Pinchas, Beli Rav Mari de Amar, Yeshinu Ibalim, Liachar Misa. Now, according to Rav Pinchas, the son of Rav Mari, he says that even when somebody dies and his children are going to bring the karban, they have to bring it for his sake or for the sake of the children, but you can't bring it for the sake of others. So even after he dies, you see that there would be the issue of shinui balim. So tarti mi yikol mifrach, but we still have two points of why we can make a distinction. Shinui kodesh impacts all the acts of service, whereas shinui balim is really only about the zrika. And secondly, shinui kodesh applies to a communal karban. Let's say the nation's bringing a musaf, and the Kohanim are doing the act of service on this Musaf for the wrong thing. Instead of a Chatas, they're doing it as a Shlamim or as an Ola. They could disqualify it, whereas there's no Shinui Bailam, there's no wrong owner in regards to a communal sacrifice, because the whole nation are part of the communal sacrifices. So you can't say just because we have all four Avodos have the law of Shinui Kodesh, so therefore they could all have the law of Shinui Bailam. Ela Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi, we have to find a Pasuk. The pasuk is like this. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "V'nir tzalo lechaper alav," and his ola will be appealing for him to create atonement for him, to create atonement for him. V'lo al chavero, but not an atonement for somebody else. If he's doing the service, thinking that the throwing of the blood will be for somebody else, not for the rightful owner, it doesn't work. So the Gemara now says, but we need this pasuk for other things. V'hai l'ach yudah asa. Is this pasuk for this? We need it for something else. Ha'mi b'ay l'kidatani. We need it for the following b'raisa. V'nir tzalo l'chaper alav. And it'll be an atonement for him. To create an atonement for him. Rabbi Shimon says, Esha alav chaya b'achu yuso. If the language of the man who made this an ola was on me, he said, on me is an obligation to bring an ola. Then he's responsible for it. Even if the animal gets lost, he has to replace it. V'she'eno ola. But if he didn't say the animal is on me, he just said, this animal is an ola, then if this animal is lost, he doesn't have to replace it. That's called nedava. So this is the source for the difference between neder and nedava. What's the reason? Came with the Amar alive. He said, it's on me. It's as if he's putting it on his shoulders. I'm going to carry it. So the Gemara answers, Rav Ashi, mi v'nir tzalo l'chaper ka'amar. The fact that it says v'nir tzalo l'chaper, and it'll be appealing for him to create atonement, it means low for him to create atonement, but not atonement for others. Okay, so that's in terms of throwing the blood. Ashkechan zvicha. We had a pasuk for the slaughtering. Now we have a pasuk for the zrika, for the throwing of the blood. Kabbalah minon. How do we know that the catching of the blood has to be done for this owner and not for not thinking I'm going to throw the blood that I'm catching for a different owner? V'chitem aleilef mizvicho zrika. If you're going to say, let's derive it from slaughtering and throwing, malazvicho zrika shekein avodesh chayavan alayim b'chutz. The slaughtering and the throwing are both acts of service that if done outside of the temple, a person would get kares. Whereas the catching of the blood, if done outside of the temple, would not create the punishment of kares. Elo Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said, Asya, that the catching of the blood has to be done with the intent to throw the blood for the sake of the rightful owner, and not to throw the blood for the wrong owner. Asya me'el Nazir. That's derived from the ram that's brought by the Nazir. Dichsiv, it says about the ram of the Nazir. Vesa ayo yaseh zevach shlamim. And the ram he shall make an offering of shlamim. So that means, shetei asiyas l'shtem shlamim, that all the doing should be in regards for the shlamim. Now, that sounds like you can't deviate. You can't do it for an ola. You can't do it for an ashram. You have to do it for a shlam. That's shinui kodesh. But we don't need shinui kodesh because we already derived at the beginning of today's learning that all the acts of service have to be done for the right kodesh. Imenu inyan l'shinui kodesh. If I don't need it for kodesh, the naftla mehasam. We already learned it from the other verses. Dam shlamim, zevach shlamim, hamakiv shlam, zevach toda shlamav. So teneu inyan l'shinui bailim. So it's to teach you that you can't do it for the wrong owner. Amalei Rav Acha bar Abba l'Rava. So Rav Acha bar Abba said to Rava, Ema, but maybe I could say it differently. Yaseh klal. It says, Esha'ayil Yaseh zevach shlamim. The ram he should make an offering of shlamim. Maybe Yaseh he should make is saying all the services. Then when it says zevach, zevach means slaughtering. That means only the slaughtering has to be for shlamim. I mean, for this owner. So that's a klalu prat. That's the general rule. When you have a general rule and then only a detail, ein bachlal elamasha b'prat. The rule only applies to this detail. So maybe only the slaughtering has to be for the owner, but not the catching of the blood, not the walking of the blood. Zvicha in midach bina lo, only the act of slaughtering and not anything else. So the Gemara says like this, iksiv, if it would have said, yaseh, shlamim, zevach, kidakamat, it would mean what you're saying. Yaseh, he'll make anything. Then saying shlamim, and only zevach, only the shechita. But hashadichsev yaseh zevach shlamim, it says he shall make. And then zevach, and then shlamim. So, even the general rule, yaseh, it didn't say really the whole point, that all the doing should be for the sake of shlamim. It interrupted with zevach. Havalei klal sheino mali, it's like a general rule that didn't fully express itself. If the general rule didn't fully express itself, it doesn't lend itself for the normal derivations of klal and then a prat. Ravina Amar Ravina gave another answer. La'olam done it. Even when you have a klal that's not fully expressed, it could be klal uprat. But here it says zevach shlamim. It says zevach, the Esa'ilya says zevach shlamim la'ashem. It says Lahashem, it says for God. So Ravina Amar La'olam done. It could be even a not fully expressed klal could be a klal, but Lahashem Chazer V'Kalal. Since it says Zevach Shlamim Lahashem, Lahashem is to again include all the acts of service that they have to be done for the rightful owner. Rav Achmed Difti Ravina. Rav Achmed Difti said to Ravina, "Valo dami klal kala klal basra." But that's really not comparable. The first klal is not like the last klal. Yaseh and Lahashem. Kala klal mar be'asios. The first klal is talking about doings, right? The doings of the blood, the slaughtering, the catching, the walking, the throwing. The sulo. It's not referring to other things. But klal basra, the last klal, where it says Lahashem. Kol Hashem, that's all that's for God. Afilu shvicha shirayim, even pouring out the leftover blood once you've already gained atonement. And aktar asei murim, and throwing the pieces of the animal into the fire on the altar, because that's also Hashem, even though it's after you gained atonement. Answers Ravina, Hatana deber bishmael, b'chlal yuprati darash ki agavna klal yupratu klal. Hatana deber bishmael says that things like this do enable you to darshin klal upratu klal, and therefore yatadan ella keina prat. But you have to say it's like the detail, right? The since there are two rules and there's the details in the middle, the rules are including things like the detail. So ma prat, what's explicit, the detail is vicha, slaughtering. Before shavoda, that's a service. Uba inan lishma, and the whole point is that it has to be lishma for the sake of the owner. Saf kol, so what's like that? Other services, catching the blood, walking the blood. Uba inan lishma, that they have to be done for the sake of the owners. So maybe it's not all the acts of service. Maybe maybe it's only slaughtering, because slaughtering is something that if you would do it outside the temple, you'd get kares. So to the acts of service that would get kares if they're done outside. So namely, slaughtering and throwing the blood have to be done for the sake of the owner, because if you throw the blood outside the altar, you get kares. But kabbalah v'holacha lo, but catching the blood and walking the blood don't have to be done for the sake of the owner. Inam, your turn, we can say like this. Ma prat mefurish davraton safon. What's explicit is the slaughtering, which is in the north of the Azara. The yeshna b'chato sapnimios, and it's something which applies to the innermost karbanos too, to the par of Yom Kippur. Avkal laton safon v'yeshna b'chato sapnimios, and maybe therefore only those things that have to be in the north of the Azara and apply to all chatos. Whereas shchita v'kab, that's only shchita v'kabbalah, slaughtering and catching the blood, and zrika lo, not the throwing of the blood on the altar. So the Gemara says like this, you could have said that way. There's no way to tell you one is more preferable to the other. So shkul and hain, therefore they're equal. And you can derive both. Lishnachrina, or else I can give you another answer. Throwing the blood and catching the blood are equal, because in each one they have a stringency. One, if you do it outside the altar, there's kares. The other applies to all karbanos. So chada or chada, each one has a stringency, so take a bemilsa. Therefore, they can all be included in the klalu pratu klal. And ibai same, or else I could tell you, zrika, the throwing of the blood, I don't need the klalu pratu klal. Midi ravashi nafka, we can learn it from what ravashi said, from the words, v'nir tzalo l'chaper Allah. Jesus.